The devil beat me out of every place I've ever been. The devil beat me out. And I'm still preaching the same thing, just more of it. I ain't backed up none. I'm still going on.
Amen.
And I've seen the ministers back up here, back up there. Whoa, back up this, but back up.
Praise God.
And I'm all in better shape now than I've ever been.
Thank you.
I want to go down in Trinidad, where a little brother down there, the Lord led me to and loves me, but the ministers has turned him against me. He's somebody we've been supporting here with your tithe. That's worth your tithe. I don't waste your tithe. I don't use your tithe. Have a big time on. I would do some of the saints good to find out where the tithe is going if you only knew. I found out. It'd make you sick. Little brother down Trinidad was trying to been supporting me. Brothers turned him against me now. And I can't even get a letter from him. Brother Martin went down there and said to some brothers. You're supposed to love me so much, turned him against me. Told him I was all messed up. See? And what is that? The devil knows what this brother Brown told me. I don't go around trying to make a big name for myself, telling you personal things that I know, and you know some of them right here, and you know that there's not one of them ever failed to come, and I can have things. I don't go out broadcasting everywhere, because the Bible said a gift maketh room for itself.
Amen.
I don't have to advertise and broadcast it. If it's of God, it'll go out there.
Amen.
I've seen what it does over to make them little sheep over there praying, and God revealed to them that they didn't have the token.
Yeah.
Come there and laid that out, and they just screamed and shouted and jumped for joy. And that's where your tithes go. Our tithes are built up, and we took several $100 over there and spent, and going to spend some more. Got over there, and the little people starving without anything to eat. Starving to death. Some of them eat one little potato. Maybe have one little potato, yam, in a week. That's your brothers and sisters in the message. Then people say, oh, they're in good shape. I went there and seen them. They starved and had to move them out, move them up on a mountain where they could grow some stuff. Had a letter from Brother Brown today, praising the Lord for it.
Thank
you. And I know it said they're standing with the revelation.
Glory.
Had a big circle. It said we're having glorious meetings, Brother Bob, and standing with that revelation.
He'll
never move them now. And you know what? There's something about it that people have to speak evil of. They got to do it, see? And then it goes out there and they turn against you. And then God comes and tells them, see? God told Brother Brown, get a hold of Brother Lambert. Get a hold of him. Get a hold of him. Everybody speaks to you and write letters. Oh, stay away from him. It's all messed up. But then the Holy Ghost say, get a hold of Brother Bob. Then that makes it a way. See, God makes a way for you then.
Amen.
Now, man can't make no way, because I couldn't. Hey, brother, let me come over and preach. Whew, get away from here. You're all messed up. I couldn't go over. But God speaks and say, you get a hold of him. Then when you go, they got to hear you. They got to hear you then. Now, I want you to know, it ain't going to be long. Everybody's going to be catching on to this. Because a man has had his day, see. Everybody's had a lick at it. And it's just, everything is just busting up everywhere. So when it gets where there ain't no more hope, the 3.5 years is up and the resurrection ain't come. And all these other things. And then the preachers preach so many interpretations that all the saints sit there and see it and know it's not in the Word of God. And then about that time, God's going to move on the scene. I'm persuaded.
Amen.
And then God makes a way. The Bible says a gift makes room for itself. And I see how they speak evil just, and don't know what they're talking about. I couldn't believe some of the things that the preachers talk about. And it's not a bit true. It's a lie. And everybody's got to repent of a lie. So don't you fear. Don't you fear, little flock. Wherever around the world, it's your Father's good pleasure to give you the token. Fear not, little flock. Many are called by Malachi 4 and 5, but only a few chosen to get that token. And listen to Scripture. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. Now, do you know the message Brother Brown preached on choosing a bride? Listen to it again now to me more. Too. He chooses you. All right, listen. Oh, my. There's so many things you want to talk about. I want you to continue praying for me. I just love to feed the little sheep. But I can't go nowhere. They've got such an opposition built up against me that it's unbelievable. But I want you to know that there's a little group in Tampa I want you to hold up, because they're going to be under bombardment. soon as they find out. Preacher's been through there preaching everything. They've heard a couple of tapes. Of course, Brother McGee is a personal friend of mine. I don't mail out tapes, but he's a personal friend of mine and had these tapes, and they listened to them, and other preachers come by as if something was wrong. So they was praying and crying for me to come. And I was just saying, no, Lord, I'm going straight back home. I know you led me to Jamaica, but I'm going straight back home. But I love them little people over there in Tampa. How many met Brother McGee down in Tampa? Oh, he's bought license plates two or three times trying to keep up with me. and his wife she kind of confessed to me today. She said, Brother Bob, you got a real friend. And Brother McGee said, he'd never really get mad at you. She said, but I'd be. he changed his license plates because he believed that revelation I was preaching. And it's not my revelation, it's God's revelation on the message. Now, I see a lot of people don't notice it, but they see, oh my, I don't know. You can't persuade people. But I know this one thing. Wherever that bride is, that real bride, she'll listen to that revelation and catch fire to it, and nothing will never move her again. Because the gates of hell can't prevail against it. How, I mean, did you understand that message this morning? I believe, I told my wife this morning, I said, I'm going to preach on the greatest text in the Bible this morning. Oh, hallelujah. Something hit me when I said that. That's the greatest text in the Bible. That's the one thing that the Antichrist won't let the little bride see. But, oh, she's going to see it. God's going to make this message live again. It'll be not a different message, the same revelation, the same thing, word for word. And they're going to just say, that's it. Well, I went over a little old woman over there, and people had us upset. Oh, she's got Brother Brown's tape. She don't. They just got about a little teeny bit of money to live on, live in a little old teeny room, and she's had such a tribulation and a persecution. Oh, it just breaks your heart to see what she's done. Just hang. I baptized and led her to the message, and went over there, and I just pricked her just a little bit with that revelation, and she just saw that thing, boy, and just it was just glorious. I tell you, it ain't nothing like seeing little sheep get that revelation. Yes. And then, and I don't care what it is, they're just up all night long in, and they get so enthused and intoxicated with revelation. But they just, we was at one little house there, and I said, now don't tell nobody about this. Now just keep it quiet, because I know what it'll do if they tell everybody it's causing so much trouble. And so they promised me they'd just keep quiet, because I told them there's quite a few things I'm preaching to you. And little old, another little sister, and I'd never seen her moved by the Holy Spirit before in my life. A young girl married and has a couple of children, and a friend of ours, and I was always just like a little brother to her. And so she knew something was funny because I wouldn't preach down in Miami. I wouldn't do it. And so they went out and bought a tape recorder trying to get me to preach. I told George, no, sir, I ain't going to preach. And I didn't. And I was just getting ready to fly back home. And I felt in my heart, I said, I'm going to go by and see Brother McGee anyway. I may not preach, but I'll just go by and see him. And I went over there and left there so I wouldn't have to preach there, and got over there. And Sunday morning, while they had a little Sunday school meeting, just a couple came in for Sunday school. And they asked me to pray, and I prayed, and the Spirit of the Lord came upon me. Came right in the room. That got them. They hit the floor. And I got such a burden right there to preach to him, I couldn't understand. And I said, Brother, I'll preach. If you get to people again, I'll preach to him this afternoon. And I preached seven times. And I tell you, you talk about eating it up. They ate her up. They just gobbling it up. So they all passed, shaking hands, and said, Brother Lambert, we got to come to Connecticut. And I guess they all want to move to Connecticut, so I guess we'll have to get some vacations. There'll be quite a few of them up to visit this summer. Why, they believe that revelation. Once they see that, then they grab this book and grab that book, and here it is on this book, on that book. Then it gets them so excited, then they just beside themselves. They can't sleep. And one brother said, oh, my, I said, the Holy Ghost is all around me at work today. And I told him, I said, now watch. I said, as soon as you see that revelation on token, watch, you start feeling his presence. You go along thinking in your car, and there he'll come in your house washing dishes. And sure enough, it happened just like that. Brother George is there, and all they miss Brother George. And we had a wonderful meeting, and I wish all of you could have been there. But you pray for that little bride. The devil's just beating her and tearing her and ripping. But, oh, if that revelation just get to her, they'll see. Let's bow our heads in a word of prayer while Priscilla prays. I know I've helped you long, and I really didn't mean to do that. But I believe, as I said to my wife this morning, that's the greatest text in the Bible. And my little brothers and sisters, you listen to a preacher as long as he's saying what the prophet said. But if I lost my soul, I wouldn't want you to lose your soul just because I lost mine. I want you to search the Bible, search the tapes, to see where these things be so. How many of you'd raise your hand this morning and say, Brother Bob, I'm seeing something this morning. God's shining that revelation in my heart. I see it. And you know what? Then you know what it is to bear a reproach for the Word. Bearing a reproach for the Word, see? You start bearing a reproach and you start being persecuted when you see that. And you'd want to raise your hand and say, Brother Bob, revelation is shining in my heart. I'm seeing that. You want to raise your hand and me pray for you. You want the rest of that birth. You don't only want to be born of revelation of the Word, but you want to be born of the Spirit too. You want the token. God bless you. He sees those hands. You see, Brother Branham said, you let your husband keep you away from it. You let your friends keep you away from it. You let your jobs keep you away from it. Don't let seeking first the what? The token, the Holy Ghost, and all these things will be added to you. See? And if you don't come and follow that Word, you're not worthy to be his disciple. Heavenly Father, we see in thy Word, Lord, the truth of the hour. And we thank you, Father God, for divine revelation. Sometimes, Lord, we feel like Micah, Lord. We say, oh, could I be wrong and everybody else right? Is the crowd right and I'm wrong? And little Micah checked his revelation by the Word of God through the prophet and found it to be right. And then God come and vindicated it. Now, Lord, that's what we're waiting on. You're going to come. The bridegroom's going to come. And he's going to seal everyone with the token of God. And there's going to be a wise virgin that enters into this token. But the foolish virgin is going to think they already got it. God, I know that these things that I spoke this morning may be hard for some to understand. But God, open it up to them, Lord. Let them see it from the heart, Father, that they may be fully converted, born of the Word and confirmed of the Spirit. Let the dynamics come to the mechanics, Father. Give them a full birth. Now, Lord, I pray that you bless us, Lord, and bring us back tonight so we may speak of your Word again. Lord, we thank you for your divine presence. Lord, and we love every man that has come out, Lord, of this evening time message. And I pray for my brothers, Lord. God bless them, each one, Lord. Help us to stay with that Word and bear the reproach of it, Lord, that we might snatch some out of the fire, Lord. God bless us. There's got to be somebody to believe it that we can receive an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Bless those over in Jamaica, down in Tampa, down in Jeffersonville, down in New York City this morning, and down in Georgia and Carolina, Father, and down in Arizona. Bless your bride all over the world today, Father. And may divine revelation sweep to every heart. But Lord, let us separate ourselves from all unbelief. In Jesus' name we pray that you bless every heart that lifted their hands. Bless them, I pray, Father. And let them search the tapes to know that Brother Bob has told them the truth. Father, forgive us of all of our sins and shortcomings. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Was blind. I didn't understand about token. I thought I got it when I believed the message. I didn't understand it was the top of the pyramid. I thought it was at the bottom. I thought I was born again out of denominations. Found out it wasn't. Now look here. Do you see all them multitudes out there in Pentecost? You say, are you born again? Sure, I got a born again spirit. Don't even what to talk about. They don't even know. They don't even have the seed to lie. And when you're out there, they say, you born again? Sure. Well, you didn't have a speck of revelation. But now you was blind. But now you see. Did you hear what that song says? How amazing grace. Where was grace at? Where was grace? It was in the prophet. You accepted the prophet. You accepted grace. You was blind, but now, oh, what an hour, what a time. Now, look what a good time we're having, and we're not even in Christ yet, only potentially. But we was in Christ before the foundation of the world. But now the token's ready to come and baptize each one into that body, and there's going to be a masterpiece. Oh, God's got it out there in his hand, changing right now. He's squeezing here, squeezing there, chipping it off here, chipping it off there, chipping it off here, and faith, temperance, knowledge, patience, knocks it off here, godliness, brotherly kindness, and then he steps back and he says, Speak, little bride! And there it'll be. The bride of Jesus Christ made manifest for the honor. God's masterpiece. Oh my. I feel something. I preach all over again now. The master. What? Michelangelo, the prophet. Malachi 4 and 5. The word message. The message is going to introduce the bridegroom to the bride. And then he's going to, Jesus said to his masterpiece of that day, and he said he breathed on them the Holy Ghost.
Glory to God.
Receive ye the token of God. And what was it? Eric, come on the day of Pentecost. He breathed on them the breath of life. They come out of the womb. He thanked them. And then, Abba, up! But up! Hammer lifts him another time. Come out of the upper room. Pass the gate, beautiful 3 days. Children go, have I none? But such as I have, give I thee in the name of Jesus. Rise up and walk. Oh, masterpiece revealed. How many want to be part of that masterpiece? By one token spirit are you going to be baptized into that body. Amazing grace! That's fine. That's faith. All right. I like me. I was lost. God's blessing to rest upon you. I love you. It's so good to be back home with you. And May we contend for that faith that's once delivered to the saints. May we go and get what they had and greater. I believe that this outpouring of the Holy Ghost coming on a bride will totally eclipse what they had at Pentecost. You realize what I'm saying, friend? That if you don't come into the body of Jesus Christ for that one token baptism, you cannot go in the rapture. We, every one, have got to apply the token. They said, Brother Brown said, you believe the message, you say. That is not enough, he said. Come into Christ. Come into Christ. So it's come out and come into the body of Christ. Now, I told you the truth. I'm not here to preach you to change your mind, but I'm here to preach the truth.
Amen.
And then God reveals to every predestinated seed the kingdom of God. And you see by revelation the kingdom of God at the top of the pyramid, and you start growing. Don't you see the same? God don't pick you up by the hair of the head and just slang you into the body of Christ. You come by obedience to the word up to the statue of perfect man. So now, if you're here this morning, you're just playing around. You repent today, and then you repent tomorrow, and then you repent the next day, and then you're up a little bit, and then you're down. Oh, my. What are you going to do? Add your faith, virtue, knowledge, temperance, patience. Come on. Come on, children. Come on up the top of this pyramid. Let's get up there together. How many want what they had on the day of Pentecost? We got to have the power of God. You shall receive power after that the token comes upon you. Don't let nobody teach you out of that. Don't let nobody teach you out of that. You get it. It's for you. Go get it. Don't let nobody stop you. Now let's come back tonight praising God. We had a lovely time here this morning. How many of you're not depressed? You're not oppressed. You're pressing on the seal. Remember that prayer life. Stay right with it. And the little bride's depending on us. Let's just act like nobody else but just depending on us. See, if the whole world is just depending on you, see, that's the way you want to look at it. Now let's bow our heads. I'd love to worship the Lord a little more in some songs, but it's late. Let's bow our heads, and I'm going to ask Brother Cutts to dismiss us in a word of prayer.
Our precious Lord, our God, we thank you, Father, for being in our midst this morning. We thank you, Father, for every revelation, Lord. Thank you, Father, for the service through whom thou hast worked, though thou hast called, Lord. We give you thanks and praise, Father, this morning, that thou hast blessed us. We pray, Father, with those of you one, continue to keep us in
your yes, Lord.
All of thy hand, Father.
Oh, God. Thanks, Father. Take the name of Jesus with you. God of power and glory, it will surely come to you.